And we all, as they always said, I'm glad you're here. It's Friday night, and folks, I hope that you are intrigued by this message. I know I was. I was just telling Coram this past Sunday in Sunday school, and actually in service, I was writing the majority of this because we was talking about the same subject, and it kind of fell into place from Friday night's sermon about following examples of Christ, you know. So again, I love how when the Holy Spirit flows and He fills you with information and He leads you into direction. So that's why I was led to this message here tonight. Thinking about it, writing it, it was energized to me. I am energized because I am in a new church. You know, I'm more happy. You know, I'm glad that I'm there. I'm looking forward to, you know, getting into the frying pan and doing the Lord's work, because it is exciting, you know, to try to start in a new place. But those of you who were here last week, and in last week's message, following examples of Christ, we covered many different ways of how we should follow the examples of Christ. And in one part of that message, I mentioned a few times of what it takes to be conquerors in this world and how it is done. Now, Romans 8:37 says this, and unfortunately, this is our reading for tonight, too, so we're a little bit early. He can post it. He did a little early. I cleared the screen, but this is our reading for tonight. But Romans 8:37 said, "No, in all things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us." And also in Philippians chapter 4, verse 13 says, "I can do all things through Him who strengthens me." And those are really wonderful, wonderful verses, folks. I mean, when you look at it, you just can't help and see, you know, what it's really meaning to you, because, you know, some folks just don't get it whenever they're reading the Word. But when you look at this, I mean, it's powerful. And also in that message, one point I said that we, you and I, must keep on keeping on. I know we heard that phrase before, but that's what we do. We must keep on keeping on when we face trials and troubles and testings and strife in life. And like Christ, we must never give up, because we can do all things in Christ. I went on to further say this. We, you and I, are to have the same resolve in Him to help us in our times of persecutions, trials, pains, hardships, and battles we will face in this life. Me and Amber was just talking a little bit about this about 40 minutes ago, of the things that we endure in life, the things that we go through in life, the hardships, the pains, the trials. You know, we was talking about why a lot of us sometimes at times suffer. When you look around, sometimes see the world prospering, they're doing good, they're doing great, but yet us Christians at times seem like, man, we're just catching a hard time. But folks, I want you to understand, when I was saying all this last week and what I'm saying this week, this was very important to know this. And why? Because we are learning to follow the examples of Christ and trusting in Him. Because when we do so, we, you and I, are now conquerors through Christ. Now get that very clear. We in the flesh cannot conquer. We can't do it. On our own, there's no way, Jose. But I'm illustrating to you tonight, we are now conquerors through Jesus Christ. And my friends, please, listen to this. It's not me saying this. It is God Himself in His words that's saying this. His words are real. His words are the real truth of what God can do. And this is why, again, as I just told you a little bit earlier, I was led to this message tonight. Because, again, we was covering Romans when we came to this verse, Romans 8, 30, chapter 8, verse 37. And when I was looking at that, and when I saw this, "No, in all things, we are more conquerors through Him who loved us, and that's powerful. Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, thank you again for allowing me to stand here before you tonight. And Father, I ask you, first of all, if there's anything within my heart, anything I have allowed in my mind, or anything I allowed in my life, or allowed into this house, or whatever, please, Father, forgive me where I have fallen short of your precious glory. Because, again, I do not try to do anything wrong, but your things, you know, I can't say it just happened, but, you know, I allow it to happen. And I'm trying to be my best, and I'm trying to follow the examples of Jesus, and I just want to be right with you in your eyes. I want to be right when I stand here to present this message to these kind folks here tonight. And Father, I ask of you to give us the strength to overcome these things that we face in this world and things we face in life. But let us just be focused on you. Let us keep looking up to you. Let us draw strength from you. And Father, I ask of you to bless those who are here tonight and put a protective hedge around them. Bless their homes, bless their families. And Father, they got prayers that's going up to you. You already know what it is. And I ask of you in the name of Jesus, please respond to their prayers. And Father, I ask of you to love them. Let them know that you love them very much. And let them know that all things is possible through Jesus Christ. We all say this in the gracious name of Jesus. Amen. I'll grab me a quick little sip of a little water. Yeah, so y'all have seen the title, my friends, and I titled this message tonight, How to Be More Than Conquerors. You know, and you kind of think about that. Okay, well, where's Brother Jim going to go with this? Well, the title, really, the way I look at it, is a good question to ask, and it should cause many of us here tonight to think, how do we be more than conquerors? And the answer to me, my friends, this is me, very simple, and you can apply this to your life too if you want to. How can we be more than conquerors? Well, easily. Read the Word of God to find out. Let His Holy Spirit be your guide, your teacher, your helper, and your strength. That simple. So we don't need to make it complicated, folks. That's it. Read the Word of God. Let His Spirit speak to you. Let His Spirit talk to you. Let His Spirit guide you. Let His Spirit be your strength. And this is why it says in the Word of God, I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. This is the facts. And when God says so, then you can believe on what it says with no doubt in your mind. We should not have no doubts, period. Because again, if we are really what I call soaking it up in the Word of God, if we are really studying the Word of God, if we are really trying to apply it to our lives and letting the Holy Spirit do what He holds, does best, and let Him guide us and trust in Him and look to Him, we should not waver none whatsoever. We shouldn't. And this is why I'm trying to encourage you tonight to understand how we are to be more than conquerors through Jesus Christ. Folks, look, God is real. And God is true to His words. So in tonight's message, we're going to cover four ways. And I know some of you are note takers or not, you know. And usually I kind of give him my buddy here, but, you know, I have not been trying to push him because, again, he's been doing a few little things. And he was not sure if he was going to make it here tonight. So if you're note takers, we're going to cover four ways through scriptures of how to be more than conquerors. The first way is conquer with more prayer. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Wow. I love that. I really do. And I like that verse. Because, you know, we should know all our favorite verses. I say we can't say them by memory, but they are my favorite. That's one of them. But sadly, in my encounters with Christians today, they lack victory because they neglect to pray, or in fact, many do not pray about all things. And what I mean by this is simple facts. This is what I encounter when I talk to some people. Simply because while they lack victory, because some of them pray about the big things that happen, but forget that it is the little foxes that spoils the vines. That's Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 15. We are to be praying for all things, not the bigger things, not the little things, but in all things in our walk with the Lord. If we are to be more than conquerors, we have to set it into our minds and our heart to be praying both the small and great, continuing always in prayer. Look, please don't get me wrong. I'm not one of those who's going to stand here and preach to you one of those naming and claiming things. No, far be it from me to do so. That's not me. But what I'm trying to illustrate to you in order to conquer more in prayer, that you should continually be in prayer. The Word of God clearly says so. And let me be clear on this, folks. The Scriptures of Damas in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17, in three simple words. And they are, can anybody name them? Three simple words. Don't cheat. Don't look at your Bible apps or whatever. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17. I'm willing to let anybody take a shot at it. But it says in three simple words that we should admonish this. Pray without ceasing. Now, does anyone really understand what ceasing means? Do you really and fully understand what this is saying? Think about that one. Think about it very hard. Do you fully understand what it means to pray without ceasing? To me, folks, I'm going to put it to you like this. It does not mean just one time, but all the time. Be consistent in your prayers, and you will find that you can conquer anything thrown at you if you trust God and accept His will in what happens. And sadly, I see many Christians falter in this because, again, they pray for a little bit or pray for some things, but not all things. But yet, sometimes they are not willing to accept the will of God. Folks, when we are praying constantly, consistently, without worries or doubts, we must accept this fact. We must understand that I will accept the will of God. And sometimes when it don't work out our way, we get a little bit upset. I know some people do. But this, we have to understand, we have to accept His will and whatever happens, because God Himself also said in Romans 8:28, y'all should know that verse, and we know that for those who love the Lord, all things work together for the good. And those who are called according to His purpose. If we fully understand what this passage truly means, it means we are to trust in God and have the peace in Him for Him to grant you the will to conquer your greatest fear. And the second way to be more than conquerors is conquer with more promises. For all the promises of God, they're yes in Him. That is why it is through Him that we utter our amen to God for His glory. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. Now this is why some Christians falter when it comes to reading, remembering, and relying on God's promise. They, and what I have seen and learned in my experience, they attempt to depend on their own strength and not God's. If we are to be more than conquerors, we must trust God and depend on His promises. The scripture says, there have not failed one word of all His good promise. 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 56. Now, remember this, please. If you are a true student of the Word, you must remember this. Not all of the promises of God in the Bible are for us, but the majority of them are. This is why it's very important for us to study to prove thyself to fully understand His words and what they mean and how we are to apply it to our lives. Trust in the promises of God. God will never fail in what He says. It is man who always fails in what they do or say. Man always fails. God does not. The third way to be more than conquerors through Christ, conquer with more peace. Philippians chapter 4, verse 7 says, "And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." My friends, this passage alone should be all that you need to understand all things and give you the true peace you need. That's it. That should be all the peace you need to understand what that passage is saying right there. It should be. But once again, and I'm sure that you have encountered people like this too, once again, many of my encounters and talks that I have with Christians, they fail to be victorious because they are lacking God's peace. I see it all the times in my conversations with them. I do. I'm sure that you do too. They live with fear and doubts rather than with faith and confidence. Look, if we are to be more than conquerors, look, folks, we must partake of God's peace. We must have that peace. And I don't understand what many Christians I deal with and talk with in this chat and in real life, and a lot of times in churches, for some particular reasons, they're like a basket case. They don't get it. They fear and doubt, and they have all these issues, and I just don't understand. Look, apparently you don't have the peace that Christ Himself said that He was going to give you. Something's wrong. Something's wrong. You know why I'm saying this? Because look, folks, Jesus Himself said this. He said it in the beginning of John chapter 14. Verse 1, very simple. He says this, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in Me." And He went on to say, even in verse 27, and please, folks, please listen to this very carefully. In verse 27, He says, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid." Do you get this? Do you get it? If you're having all sorts of worrywarts and carrying on left and right and coming apart like a fraidy cat, apparently you don't have the peace and something is seriously wrong. Now, I'm not saying that you may not be saved or whatever, but apparently you're not lacking the true or you're lacking the true peace that Jesus said he was going to give to you. Now look, we've been there a few times. We've been rattled. Our limbs have been shaken. Sometimes we feel like everything's coming apart. But you know why I think that happens? Satan loves to use that to get us to forget about these verses that I am reading to you right now. Because, you know, once again, if you are in these troubled situations, look, go to the Word of God. And I guarantee you, long before you know it, you're going to find what you're seeking for. And the Word is going to lift you up. That's why Jesus is telling us all this. He knows how to conquer. He did it at the cross. He knew he was going to do it before the cross. So why should we be taken apart by the enemy? We need to have that peace knowing through Christ, I can do all things. I can do all things. Friends, accept the peace he offers. Be conquerors with him and let him help you. Have this inner peace and live life to its fullest. You want that peace? Come on, do you want that peace? Somebody throw me a bone here, please. Do you want that peace? Yes, yes, we want it. Let him give it to you. Let him give it. Come on. So why should we be like crazy worrywarts? We should have peace. I'm sure that you have seen people look at you and they say, well, Jim, something different about you, son. You just got that look about you, you know. And I heard some people say, you know what? When I look at these people and I look at these Christians, and I'm talking about true Christians, they look like they're always so happy. Even though me and Amber was talking about this earlier, yeah, we're facing such adversities. We're facing such persecutions. We're facing such hardships. We're facing such trials. We're facing everything you can think of. And Satan is only trying to rob us, and he's trying to steal, kill, and destroy us. But yet, if we trust in the peace of God, if we trust in that peace, we will be content. Do you understand this? I'm sadly, and I will raise my hand, sometimes I let it get to me, and I forget about these passages. I do. I'm not going to stand here and lie to you and say, oh man, I got it together. I don't. I really don't. But when I stand here and read to you and look at the Word of God, I got to step back and say, you know what, God? Okay. I don't understand it. I can't understand it. But I'm going to have peace and trust in you that you know what you are doing. And this is how we should conquer with our peace. The fourth way to be more than conquerors, and I love this one. I'm sure you're going to agree with it too. Conquer with more praise. Really? That's right. Conquer with more praise. But I will hope continually and will yet praise thee more and more. That's Psalms chapter 71, verse 14. Apparently the psalmist, he was on to something here. He knew something. If he knew it, we should know it too. You see, many Christians are remiss when it comes to praising the Lord. They wear such long faces. Ooh. They possess negative attitudes. Oh, nothing's gone right today. Everything's gone wrong. I just don't know why all this is happening to me. And they lack victory. Wow. Have you seen many Christians like that? I'm awful. I'm not being real, but sometimes when I'm constantly around so-called Christians like that, and they're always down and doom and gloom, and I've done it a few times myself, yes. Nobody wants to be around that. We're quick to forget we should be constantly singing praises from our lips. And if we are to be more than conquerors, folks, look, what we need to be doing, everyone is in this room tonight, and you should be telling your other friends the same thing. What we need to be doing more than ever, we must praise the Lord more. Now, I'm asking you a question really tonight before I go on a little further. Yes, we should be praising continuously, just like I was saying about praying continuously. Praises should always be from our lips. Well, let me ask you a question. Have you led anybody to the Lord this week? Have you led anybody to the Lord last week? What about the week before that? Or what about the past month? I'm not trying to put a guilt trip on nobody here tonight because I'm part of it. If we hadn't, apparently, I don't know, something's not quite right. We should be praising more, and we should tell others more about Christ and all of our encounters. We should let them see. We should let them see the light that's in us. We should let that light shine for others to see, and we should constantly be praising. But if you're riding down the highway and you're throwing your fist up at somebody and honking that horn and just mumbling on in that car and you're a Christian, folks, I don't think that's praising. I really don't. If you're standing in a long line at Walmart, and I know some of you probably can relate to this, you're going to a Walmart store and go buy groceries, and they got like 20 aisles and only two of them's open, and they got a line a mile long. Are you praising God then? Or are you murmuring under your lips? You see where I'm going with this? We should constantly be praising, because while we praise, we have the peace. While we have the peace, we have the happiness. We must praise the Lord more. The psalmist himself even said, "While I live, I will praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being." Psalms chapter 142, verse 2. He also said, "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth." Psalms chapter 34, verse 1. Pay attention here, folks, please. There is power in praise. Nothing discourages the evil one more than praise. Nothing confutes and confuses the world, the flesh, and the devil more than joyful shout of a Christian. There's glory and power to joy and confident praises that cannot be denied. When praises go up, my friends, the blessings come down and the victory is won. And yes, I am a witness. How about you? For in all praises and joyful confidence in the truth of God's words and the teachings comes a witness that is hard to refute. Let me repeat this. You see, when we are constantly praising, when we're constantly giving glory to God, when we're constantly singing, when we're constantly praying, when we're constantly doing everything to glorify God, it is hard to refute that. Nobody can deny it when they look at you. Psalms chapter 8, verse 2 even says, "Yes, Lord, even from the mouth of babes, you have found praise to foil your enemies." Are you getting this? You see where I'm going with this? Yes, Lord. Teach us to praise you. Teach us the power of our song and of our joyful testimonies. With praise, we can conquer all laid before us. We can. I'm not just telling you this, just to tell you this to make it sound like a good message. No, folks, I'm not. This is the truth. And we learn this from the Word of God. So in closing, I'm going to leave you with this. And I had to think about this a little bit. You know, I really did. Because, you know, a lot of times when I'm trying to think, you know, and I got to rethink and rethink and rethink. But sometimes you can think too hard. So sometimes you have to go back and give praise to God and listen to some music and calm down and listen for that voice. But to be more than a conqueror means that before you ever get a problem, you already know that whatever problem comes your way, you can overcome it through Christ. You live with the confidence that God loves you no matter what, and He will never leave you nor forsake you. And you should burn that in your minds. And when you have this kind of relationship with Christ, you aren't constantly afraid of bad news or of things that may happen that aren't in your plan. When the unexpected happens, or you're disappointed, folks, you will not be devastated by it. See, when you get a revelation of who you are in Christ, when you really start to get that noggin going, and you really start to understand what the Scriptures have been telling you all these times, you know that with Christ on the inside of you, there is nothing that can happen that's more than you are, because there's nothing that's too much for Him. So, it is important for us to get this truth down in your heart and see yourself as more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. Now, let me back this up. You need to know and understand. You need to know this truth in your heart. You need to know and see that you are more than a conqueror through Christ. And the reason why I said more than, because you are more than. With Christ Jesus, again, the Scripture says, I can do all things through Christ Jesus. I can. Now, that don't mean I can go jump off a bridge and survive. That don't mean I can go jump in a volcano fire and survive. My body might burn up, my spirit goes on, but I'm not suggesting that. What I'm suggesting, no matter what comes after you, no matter how hard the enemy tries to disrupt you, no matter what kind of mountains come in front of you, all you got to do is what Jesus did to him in the desert. Use the word of God against him. And when you see this, you are conquerors. Now, if not, if you don't see this, I think this is what happens to many Christians. When they don't understand this, Satan will frustrate you and confuse you and keep you from your victory. Oh, yes, he will. And all the enemy wants to do is to kill, steal, and destroy what God wants us to have. You know why? John 10:10 says this: the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. Don't y'all understand this? Please, let's clap. Hey, give glory to God. Jesus himself said, I came to give you more life, more abundant life. Folks, don't believe that, because, you know, like I said earlier, you see some of these boo-hoo Christians with their boule lip dragging the floor so bad they step on their own lips. They're constantly complaining and whining and crying. You know, Coram got a funny saying, do you want some cheese with that wine? Folks, I'm not trying to make you feel bad, but come on. Look, Jesus right there clearly says that the thief only comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But he himself came that they, meaning us, may have life, and we will have it more abundantly. Satan is nothing but a thief and a liar. He is. You know why? And while I was sitting here trying to type this up and organizing and get it together, and it's a new song, and I'm pretty sure y'all heard it. I don't know if Coram listens to some of the music we listen to. I got to pick at him a little bit. But there's a new song out there on K-Love Radio, which I really love. My wife loves it. And it's a song called Fear is a Liar. I don't know if you heard it, but, you know, if you hadn't, listen to it. I love the lyrics to it. And, folks, to be honest, listening to that song, this is what Satan really is a liar. He's nothing but a two-faced liar. He wants to diminish you, make you small-minded, and make you small in spirit, so you live a small, frustrated life. That's what he wants you to do. And you wonder why many Christians are not having the victory in Jesus? Because they are believing a lie. Now, I'm not saying, you know, in a bad way, but see, they got it in their minds. This is why they are acting like they're defeated. They're believing that lie. Satan is throwing that favorite lie at them. And really, they start to, you know, really, well, you know what? Maybe he's right. Maybe I ain't God. Maybe it's just, you know, no. Don't believe his lies. Folks, he wants to make you afraid that you cannot be conquerors in Jesus Christ. So, folks, Satan is a liar. God is not. The word says it very clear. God is not a liar. Believe in what he says. Trust in what he says. Give praise in what he says. Live what he says. And I encourage you tonight, friends, look, I encourage you with this message tonight to learn who God really is. Learn it. Understand it. Live it. Get a deeper understanding of his character and his heart for you. Know that he loves you unconditionally. And when we know this truth, we don't have to be tormented by doubts about whether God cares or whether he will care for us. Most important, please, and remember this, whatever your situation is today, God knows about it. That simple. God knows about it. He sees you and hears your cry of your heart. He does. And if you will give him your problems and do what he tells you to do, you, my friends, will access his overcoming love, his grace, and his power, and be more than a conqueror. Bottom line, because in Christ, as he is, so are we of this world. Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, thank you again for allowing us to be here tonight, and thank you for loving us and taking care of us and overlooking our faults and issues and whatever it may be. You know, Father, we're not perfect and we never will be. We will be one day when we get to see you face to face, to know you for who you really are. So all I can do right now tonight, and I'm praying just for me, but I'd love to pray for these folks here tonight. Help us be more than conquerors through your son, Jesus. I know that we're going to slip and we're going to allow the flesh kind of jump in there a little bit, but please forgive us where we have fallen short. But Father, we're going to ask of you to strengthen our faith, our will, and help us have that resolve that, hey, in your son, we are more than conquerors. Thank you for loving us, watching over us. Thank you for these kind folks who showed up here tonight. As I always say, they could have been elsewhere doing their own little thing, but they came here tonight to hear you, not me. There's nothing about me, it never is about me, and it never will be about me. I must decrease in order for you to increase. So Father, we're going to praise you and glorify you and just let the songs of our hearts grant you the joy that you are seeking in us. And we want to be joyful and happy people. So we want to give you all the love, all the glory, and all the honors. And we do this in the name of Jesus. And we all say, amen.